Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In an opinion article in the Wall Street Journal recently, Donald Rumsfeld wrote about why the United Nations should not own the seas. He says that 30 years ago, President Ronald Reagan asked him to meet with world leaders to represent the United States in opposition to the United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty. He goes on to say that today, as the United States Senate again considers approving this flawed agreement, the Reagan-Thatcher's reason for opposition remain every bit as persuasive. The treaty provides and proposes nothing less than the international nationalization of roughly two-thirds of the Earth's surface. And now, once again, our current administration has a goal of ratifying this treaty. Mr. Rumsfeld says that on balance, the treaty would not benefit America as a whole. According to Mr. Rumsfeld, the treaty proposes to create a new global governance institution that would regulate American citizens and businesses without being accountable politically to the American people. He says it is a threat to the foundation of our nation. This treaty creates a United Nations-style body called the International Seabed Authority. It would be involved in all commercial activity in international waters, such as mining and oil and gas production. Pursuant to the treaty's Article 82, the United States would be required to transfer to this entity a significant share of all royalties generated by U.S. companies, royalties that would otherwise go to the United States Treasury. The treaty empowers the authority to redistribute the so-called international royalties to developing and landlocked countries who have no role in exploring or extracting those resources. In other words, he says this would constitute a massive global welfare system at the courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. Mr. Rumsfeld equates this to U.S. fishermen fishing on the high seas and being told that they would have to give up part of the fish they catch and give them to people everywhere, and to give a share of their take to countries that had nothing to do with their costly, dangerous, and arduous efforts. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that this great republic, an exceptional nation, should ever defer to our destiny to the United Nations? Happy 4th of July. Let's keep our republic alive. It is our duty. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Time for Community Comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.